You're tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, regular listeners to the Community Hour may remember reports we've featured about the Focus E15 mothers. Now, these are the young women who live at the Focus E15 hostel in Victoria Street in Stratford. Now, before Christmas, they were issued with eviction notices by their landlord, that's East Thames Housing, following a funding cut by Newham Council. Now, some of the young mothers, their babies and toddlers, were originally offered accommodation outside London in places as far away as Birmingham. Others have been rehoused in expensive, insecure, privately rented accommodation. Others, of course, are still at the hostel itself. Last week, they organised the Focus E15 Fun Bus Big Day Out, where they all went off in a big open-top double-decker bus, and armed only with face paints and kiddies' play tents. They set up outside City Hall an all-day kids' party and delivered a petition to Boris, asking him to create more truly affordable social housing in East London. Well, New Sound Radio 92 FM, oh, you couldn't miss out on that, could we? We went down there and to check out how the party was getting on. Oh, yeah. Joined now by some of the Focus E15 mums, Jasmine, Sam and Rachel. Can you just tell us what's going on here today?
Today we're having a protest and handing in our petition to Boris Johnson. Yeah, we've got over 2,000 signatures, so we just tried to call Boris Johnson out. He didn't come out, unfortunately, but we made a lot of noise.
Now, I saw you going across the bridge, over Tower Bridge, and it was amazing. What's it like going on that bus? It was an amazing bus.
It actually was so much fun with everyone joining in, with all the support that we've got. It's absolutely brilliant. I'll never forget something like this.
Because you was on an open-top, double-decker bus, weren't you?
It really was. It was brilliant. It was a great experience, especially coming from Stratford to City Hall. We've just set up shop, basically.
And yeah, I mean, what you've got, is kids' tents there. There's all kids doing things. I mean, what other things you got going on here?
Oh, we've got loads of different banners. We've got music playing. Oh, we've got people speaking on the mic.
Arts and crafts,
yeah.
Children
to decorate all the cardboard houses that we've got.
But what's it all about? What's the story? What's it all about?
We're here to fight to stop people being sent out of London and stop people being forced into private events that they can't afford to live in, which means they have to keep on moving every 12 months.
Because what's your story then?
I lived at Focus E15 for 2 years. That's a hostel in Stratford. I've now moved out. I've been forced to move into private rented accommodation, which is leaving me not being able to go back to work, which is something I really want to do. If I was to start going to work, living where I'm living at the moment, I wouldn't be able to afford to live, basically, with a child, paying for childcare and like just basic needs for a child. It would be impossible to go back to work and pay £212 a week rent.
Okay, unless you're on a high wage. I mean, really, you just can't afford a rent like that as well, can you? So, okay. And how about yourself?
I'm actually still living in Focus E15. I'm basically waiting on a call from the council to basically get rehoused, which we haven't really heard anything just yet.
And how long have you been waiting?
Since October time last year.
And have they offered you anything at all?
Nothing at all. No phone call, nothing. Not a word from them.
And is it true that some people, they've been offering them accommodation outside of London?
Yeah, before we started the campaign, people were getting offered Hastings and Manchester and Birmingham, places like that. And if you turn them down, then well, you're basically making yourself intentionally homeless.
That's the problem. What's the solution?
To make more affordable housing, social housing is something, it's a myth these days. You don't even hear of any social housing. But like even the private events, they're not just normal apartments, they're luxury apartments that we can't afford. And then it's either a luxury apartment or something that is really in bad condition, which is still such a high rent. The council has targeted the lead campaigners. So far they've targeted me. There's a lot of people in front of me and they moved me out before anybody else, and it's really unfair. It's like, it seems like the council's trying to split up our campaign, but we're not going to give up. We're going to carry on fighting on.
If it weren't for all this support, I don't know what we'd do. We'd still be stuck. No answers, nothing. But we're actually really, really grateful for all the help that we've got with other campaigns, and obviously with the help from other people that signed the petition, we wouldn't have done it without the help that they've given us.
Here we are, we're down at City Hall, and if there's one message, yeah, you could send out to Boris Johnson, what would that be?
To let families stay together and let people have their support networks around them.
Stop discriminating against people that are on benefits or on a lower wage, and basically make us where rich and poor can work together, live together, instead of getting discriminated against because you're on a low income or you're on benefits.
Local social housing for all, not just us young mums, for everyone. I mean, it's not like you haven't got any houses available. Just make them into social housing, I guess.
Jasmine, Sam and Rachel, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a quote from Boris Johnson. We hope that everyone can hear him. He said, "The last thing we want to have in our city is a situation such as Paris, where the less well-off are pushed out to the suburbs." So Boris Johnson, tell us, why then are the women of Focus E15, mothers with little young children, why are they being pushed out of London and offered Hastings, Birmingham and Manchester? And if it hadn't been for the brave stand that these women have taken over the last 5 months, they would now be in Hastings, Birmingham or Manchester. No to social cleansing. Build more houses. Social housing now.
You got a card there. It's to Boris. What does it say? Come on.
Sorry we couldn't see you in person. We just wanted to say there's no place like home in London. We want to stay around our support and hope you understand. Private rents are not secure. Hope you can help us, Focus E15 mums.
And you're going to give that to Boris, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll have some decency to help us because we are struggling.
Boris Johnson, here I say!
Migrants must not hear me say!
Don't make our babies homeless!
Keep us in London!
Don't make our babies homeless!
And if you want to find out more about the Focus E15 Mums and their campaign for social housing, they've got a Facebook page. The easiest way of finding it is if you Google it or one of the other search engines, Facebook E15 Mothers, you should be able to find it then. The big problem is, of course, and of course for the folk E15 Mothers are highlighting, is of course it's the lack of decent, affordable housing right the way across East London. Of course, we've got Sarah Seary with us from Capel Manor. I don't know, is that something your students have trouble with in terms of housing and things? Is that something you come across?
We do, unfortunately. Some students do have those problems, and the college works hard with local authorities, local boroughs, and again, it depends on the age of the person, of how much we can get involved in that. But we do hear it. Very sad. Very, very sad.
Yeah, it's a growing problem, isn't it?
And sad for those women. And I mean, it's great to see that they're fighting for something that should be their right, to stay and live in the area that they've been born and brought up.
Yeah, and also they've got, I mean, and they're generally single mothers as well. And of course, they've got connections with the area and things like that. They've got relatives, friends, and things like that. You know, it's that whole support mechanism as well, yeah, which is quite important for all of us, but particularly important if you've got a young child as
very,
well.
Very, very important, that continuity.